Welcome to today's Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Bob Wilson from the Perry Chamber. Bob, thanks as always for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Lady Christmas Parade last week went well. It was pretty darn cold, though.
Yes, it was very cold, but it is coming towards wintertime in Iowa. So I know it scares some people to not come out, but it was a blast. I'd have liked a few more floats. I encourage more involvement there. But, again, you can only do so much arm twisting. And the ones that were in the parade were phenomenal. The people put a lot of effort into it. I'm happy to announce the winners of the parade, or the floats. In third place was Raccoon Valley Bank with the Santa Claus float, which was awesome with the reindeers. Second place was Skills USA. These guys are always the contenders. They do such a great job. They had a slide on board this year, some crazy lights, all kinds of fun stuff. We love the students being involved. And then this one is one that I think it should have won many times, but it never has. But the voters have spoken, and ITC won. And, again, a huge thanks to ITC for being the major event sponsor. Their float's awesome. They got a big old generator substation on that thing with a bunch of reindeer flying around, and it's just a great group to work with, and every year we look forward to it. Thanks to Ricky Penico for helping line the parade up. That's always crazy in the hotel patio, allowing Santa Claus to go in there with his hot cocoa and cookies. Had a great time with the mayor and his wife turning on the community Christmas tree, which I think is great, and the PHS Select Choir for adding those awesome Christmas tunes to the lighting of the tree, as well as the hotel lobby. So again, fire department stepping up, always leading those great parades, the local PD for barricading the roads with us, and the city of Perry for allowing us to do this. Those downtown decorations are so awesome, and it was so neat to see that all the lights were off except for them. I think that just added to the whole feel. So again, if you missed it, I'm sorry, but you got to get out there. It's time. It's a great, great tradition. It's always going to be Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, 7 o'clock downtown. And I believe the Festival of Trees had a great number of showings too. If you haven't been over to the Carnegie, get over there. Man, I'm so glad I didn't put a tree in there, because I would have just been shamed. It was some beautiful artists and some great trees. So all in all, the Light of Christmas Parade was a huge success, and it's a great holiday kickoff.
Absolutely. With the holiday season, also, we talk shop local all the time, but Perry Bucks are something popular that people can keep the money here.
Absolutely. We just got done with our large Perry Buck purchase from Osmondson's Manufacturing, who we appreciate so much. Every year supports this program so much. So other businesses do the same thing. Holiday bonuses, you know, buying something for that person that you just don't know what to get them Perry Bucks. You can use them in virtually every business in town. Chamber businesses, we got a pretty good stronghold. There's a few that I would like. I'll come find you guys later, but no, I'm just kidding. But Perry Bucks, it guarantees the money stays here, and that's just a great opportunity. The Chamber makes no money on this. We do not take any money from the merchants. It's just straight pass-through. So come to the Chamber office. Call me. Call Julie. We'll get you set up. They come in $5 and $10 increments, and we can get as many as you need. So it's always a great stocking stuffer, or maybe just a great little reminder of how you appreciate your employees. So any way you use them, we appreciate it, and it guarantees that money stays local.
Absolutely. Something else I know you've been working on for quite some time with several other people is this Pedal Perry initiative, and those signs are going up on the trail.
Yes, phase one. It's complete. We've successfully installed on the south side of 141 on the Raccoon River Valley Trail. It's a set of three signs. One is dedicated to the trail history. One is dedicated to the history of Perry. Another one is a Perry map that has a QR code as well as a website access that will get you to the website that talks about the amenities that are available in the town. As we further develop this program, you're also going to be able to scan that code for specials at local restaurants or hotels or shops or whatever it is. And the idea for that is to get people off that trail. We want them, when they come through town, we love that they use it, but we want them to get off that trail and utilize all of our great amenities and support all of our stores. As you can see, cycling is definitely a huge economic impact in the state of Iowa, as well as Perry as well. So this group's come together, volunteer group, through the generosity of the Bach Family Foundation, Alliant Energy, DMAC, have put this project together of these signs. You've also seen the bicycle-friendly business signs in the businesses around the area, too. That's just going to further develop. And what we want to do is just foster that environment that encourages cycling and cycling tourism, because those are dollars. Those are dollars that we can capture to this community and put them to good use. So I'm happy to be a part of the group. We're going to send pictures out. I know on Monday we have some kind of a little celebration. So stay tuned. You'll see them. If not, just walk out there to the Raccoon River Valley Trail. It's beautiful weather out there, and we're so happy to have such a progressive community and community members that are all willing to work together for one good cause.
Absolutely. And if someone's listening to these every week and wants to get involved and know more about what the chamber's doing and help make some of these decisions, there is going to be an open board position.
Yes. On 12/17 will be our last meeting of the year. And unfortunately, Mr. Mark Powell's term is finishing. So we will have a seat open. We are allowed by bylaws to have 12 members. We would love to entertain any nominations. Get a hold of us down at the chamber and or any chamber board member and just let us know of your interest. It's a fun working board. The commitments are very small. We understand you're all working professionals, but I truly believe in the mission, and I think we do a lot of great things for the community, and I'd love to have you be part of it.
Absolutely. And finally, if people didn't get a chance to see Santa at the hotel last week after the Lighting Christmas Parade, they can do so this weekend on Saturday.
That you can never see that man too much, according to my kids. Any opportunity to remind him of what they need. So Santa will be in the rec center, the beautiful McCreary Center. That happens to coincide with, it's a free day. So if you want to experience all the amenities of that great facility, you can do that on this Saturday. He will be there from 9 to 11 taking your requests and making sure you've been naughty or nice. So what a great community program. Thanks to the Parks and Rec Department for putting that on. And again, go up there and check out that facility. It has an amazing pool. It has a great sauna, great weight room, cardio room. It's crazy. I mean, it's in a beautiful facility, and we should be very, very proud that we have it here. So Santa will be there from 9 to 11, and make sure you get your requests in.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Bob?
Have a great weekend.
That's today's Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.